What are the signs for a girl having reached maturation? As we discussed in the previous Mishnah, there was a comparison to a fully ripened fig. So what is the sign of a girl having reached that stage of maturation? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's Mishaya'ale Hakemet Tachas Hadad. It's when her breast is large enough that there is a fold underneath it, where it folds against the body somewhat, that will demonstrate that she has reached that stage of maturation. Rabbi Akiva says, Mishayatu Hadadim. It's a little bit of a later stage of development when the breast itself falls against the chest, which is a larger size than the shear of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ben Azai says it's mishetachshir hapitomet. It's when the areola darkens. And Rabbi Yossi says he has a fourth opinion, which is kadesh yonosin yado ala oketz v'shokea v'shoel lachazor. It's if a person were to place a finger on the nipple, then it would depress itself, and then it would come back. Those are the four different opinions about the stage of physical development for a girl to have reached physical maturation. Mishnah Tes, Bas Esrim Shana Shalohi Via Shtei Saros. There is a halacha in that the Mishnah is not going to state explicitly, but that we have to be aware of, which is that if a person never reaches, demonstrates that they have reached physical maturation, which for a man could be a sign that he is sterile, or for a girl could be a sign that she is barren, then after 35 years old, then we assume that they have reached a stage of being a gadol, reached a stage of being an adult, even if they've never demonstrated any signs of being sterile for a man or being barren for a woman. However, if they can demonstrate some sign, and that's what our Mishnah will discuss, of barrenness or of sterility, then they reach a stage of being a gadol, even if they don't have any of the other physical indicators of being a gadol. So the Mishnah says, Bas Esrim Shana Shalohi Via Shtei Saros. If a woman reaches the age of 20 and she still has not grown two hairs in the pubic area, Tavi Raya Shei Bas Esrim Shana Vihi Ilanis, she should bring a proof, some kind of physical demonstration that she is 20 years old and that she is barren, and then Lo choletzes velo misyabemes. She has a din of being a gdola, but she doesn't have to do chalitza and doesn't have to do yibum because she is considered ineligible for doing those things because she cannot give birth. Similarly for a man, ben esrim shana shelo hevi shtei saros. If there is a man who reaches the age of 20 and hasn't had two pubic hairs grow yet, Yavi Raya Shu Ben Esrim Shana Vehu Saris, then he has to bring a proof that he is 20 years old and that he is sterile. Lo Choletz Velo Miyabin, and then he wouldn't be eligible for Chalitza, wouldn't be eligible for Yibum, despite having reached despite being a Gadol in all other respects. Again, generally we consider a person having reached the age of Godless, of being an adult in Halacha, once they have these physical signs of maturity. If, however, a man is sterile or a woman is barren, they may not have the signs of physical maturity, and yet they may still be a gadol, and that's what this Mishnah is referring to. An islandess can begin at age 20, and a saris the same thing. And even without any signs of being an islandess or being a saris, then we grant them both the status of being a gadol at age 35. Elu divrei Beis Hillel, those are the words of Beis Hillel, but Beis Shammai Omer, and Beis Shammai disagrees. Zev zev b'nei shmona esrei. He says the age is not 20 years old, but rather 18 years old. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer offers a compromise opinion, a blend of the of both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. He says, Hazakar kedivrei Beis Hillel. A male is like the words of Beis Hillel, meaning 20 years old. Vahanakeva kedivrei Beis Shammai. And a female like the words of Beis Shammai, meaning 18 years old. Sheha isha mimaheres lavo lifnei ha'ish. Because a woman reaches physical maturity before a male does.